You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hi, this is Chip, and this is 2MTL 165, part 1 of 5 for BBC Week. First, a quick bit of news. As confirmed this weekend, the first two episodes of Series 6 next spring will not only be set in, but also partially filmed in, the United States. Matt Smith, Karen Gillan, Arthur Darvill, and Alex Kingston will all be making the trip to Utah. A number of other confirmations: that Moffat's writing the first two episodes, that BBC America will be carrying Doctor Who next year, and that BBC America won't be holding the spring episodes until the fall. Great news on all accounts. And now, the reason I have brought you all here today. As an American, I haven't always appreciated one of the things that makes Doctor Who unique from so much of the other television I've watched over the years. It's not that it's British television, it's that it's BBC television, publicly funded, first-rate science fiction drama. And in my country, that makes Doctor Who as alien as Matt Smith and Tom Baker in a Mirka costume. Because the BBC is arguably the world's greatest public service broadcaster, funded by a television license fee, advertisement-free, that makes it a British institution in both a cultural and an organizational sense. On the plus side, that's the opportunity for creative programming less vulnerable to commercial whims. On the minus side, when you're a really big organization funded by compulsory fees in a world of competing private enterprises, that makes you a target. Hard questions are being asked about the BBC, with a few columnists pointing to the apparent expense and spectacle of Doctor Who itself as an example of the misuse of public money. In a time when jobs are tight and rising expenses are everywhere, is this where the British public wants to spend its money? And that's where we are right now with the BBC, an organization whose future is cloudier every day. And if you're a Doctor Who fan, you should care about that, because one way or another, the way Doctor Who is made and the way you receive it is likely to change no matter whether you're in the UK or abroad. So this week is BBC Week on the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. Now, as one guy in the colonies, I'm poorly equipped to speculate on the BBC's future or talk about its importance today, but I've got friends, some of whom you've heard before. Tomorrow, Neil Perryman, co-founder of the Who Fix blog and Tachyon TV, and a video and new media professor to boot, takes a look at the current climate surrounding the BBC and reads the tea leaves for its impact on Doctor Who. Wednesday, providing the expat's perspective on Doctor Who and the BBC, will be the lovely and talented Mark Goodacre, who's been watching his beloved show's return from American shores. Thursday, TV producer and Tachyon TV contributor Simon Harries shares some thoughts about his friend Toby Haydock's new one-man play, following up from his successful Moths Ate My Doctor Who scarf, Now I Know My BBC. And I'll be back on Friday to wrap things up and respond to your feedback. I love knowing how Doctor Who is made, and after this week, hopefully we'll all know a bit more about the context Stephen Moffat and company make it in, and have some fun along the way. We'll see you in 24 hours with another 2-Minute Time Lord podcast featuring Neil Perryman. Special podcast art for BBC Week on the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast is provided by the wonderful fan artist Draculasaurus Derbyshire. Check him out at draculasaurus.com. You can find the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast at twominutetimelord.com on the web or on iTunes. Leave me feedback on Facebook or Twitter. Just add numeral 2-Minute Time Lord to the web address. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in 24 hours.